们要一起来学习《约翰福音》。
This time we'll learn together the Book of John.
我们总共有十二堂课。
There's 12 of there's total 12 lessons.
那原则上我们看能不能一堂课讲两章。
We hope that to cover about 2 chapters every session.
那小弟计划我们进行的方式，我们先从经文当中来分享，那最后我们再从整章当中提出一些教训。
We'll look at the chapter in a big picture, and we'll do some sharing, and after that, I'll teach you about the teaching of the chapter.
约翰福音是使徒约翰所著作。
Book of John was written by John.
它的特性跟其他三卷福音书比较不一样。
The Book of John is quite different from the other three books of Gospel.
它比较神学性。
It's a more theological.
它是以这个神子的角度来形容来阐明耶稣基督。
And it takes the perspective of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
所以它的主题就是耶稣基督是神的儿子。
So the theme of this book is Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
就是神本身。
And Jesus Christ himself is God himself.
目的其中之一就是为了要来针对当时诺斯底的异端。
The purpose of writing this book was to be to be against the Gnosticism.
因为当时的异端认为圣洁的神不可能成为邪恶的物质。
Because at that time the people believed that God, the Holy God could not be evil.
这是受到希腊哲学二元论的影响。
And that was comes from the Greek philosophy.
认为灵是好的，物质是恶的。
Because they believe the spirit itself is holy, and everything that is material is evil.
所以神不可能道成物质的肉身来到世上。
Therefore, they do not believe that God Himself could become human.
所以道成肉身这个事情只不过是神给世人的一个幻影。
And so they would just say that God being man is just an illusion.
所以约翰他在这个约翰福音当中就针对这样的一个错误来解释。
Therefore, John in this in the book of John, he was trying to write and to point out their mistakes.
约翰福音是用亚兰文所写的。
The book of John was written in the language of Aram.
他除了针对诺斯底的错误来解释之外，来辩驳之外，还有另外一个重要的目的。
Besides just pointing out the mistakes of Gnosticism, there was another goal.
来看二十章的三十一节。
Please turn to John chapter 20.
二十章三十一节。
John chapter 20 verse 31.
三十一节，当记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。这是约翰福音的目的。
And this verse will describe the goal of the book of John.
也就是约翰这个写作约翰福音主要的目的。
And this is also the purpose why John wrote this book.
那当时写给是约翰要写给的对象是那些不太了解、不太熟悉希伯来话以及犹太风俗的犹太人也好，就是外邦人。
John wrote this book for those who did not quite understand Greek or the Gentiles.
那写作的时间这个地点大概是以弗所。
The location where John wrote this book was probably in Ephesus.
那有些人有另外的看法，认为是安提亚。
Others may think that they guess that probably is in Antioch.
那写作的时间通常认为是在主后的九十年左右。
And the time that this book was written was probably 90 AD.
那最早可以找到的抄本是在主后的125年到150年间的这个抄本。
And when this book was first found, it was after was around 125 AD.
上次简单把这个背景跟我们介绍。
I just gave you a short introduction of the background of this book.
现在是来看第一章。
Now let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章，我们大致上可以分成三个部分。
Chapter 1 can be divided into three sections.
第一个部分就是约翰怎么介绍耶稣基督。
The first section is how John introduces Jesus Christ.
从第一节到十八节。
And that's from verse 1 to verse 18.
那从十九节到三十四节。
From verse 19 to verse 34.
介绍耶稣基督的开路先锋施洗约翰。
Introduces John the Baptist.
那从35节到最后41节，是记载着耶稣选召门徒的经过。
And from 35 on, introduces how Jesus chose the disciples.
好，我们来看第一节。
Please look at verse 1.
第一节这里说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
这里约翰介绍这位道成了肉身的耶稣基督。
Here John introduces God who became man.
以道，这个希腊，当时希腊人叫 logos 来形容这一位神。
And he used the he used word to describe God.
这个道到底是什么？
So what is word?
大部分人不知道。
Most of us probably don't know.
我们也不能够用我们的背景去思想道到底是什么。
We cannot use our own understanding to interpret the word word.
这样会陷入到我们自己的文化当中。
Because then we're interpreting that with our own culture background.
刚刚我们谈到说，约翰福音是要写给一些不熟悉希伯来话、不熟悉犹太风俗的。
As we previously described, the book of John was written towards those who were Gentiles and did not understand the language of Hebrew.
在旧约时代，神用言语来创造天地。
In the beginning of the earth, the world, God created this world with words.
神说要有光就有光，神说要怎么样就怎么样。
God said there was light and there was light.
那在旧约里头，我们也看到，神也用他的言语来代表他的心，代表他的旨意。
And in the Old Testament, we also see that God uses His words to represent His thoughts and His heart, His mind.
所以律法跟这个神的旨意跟道，它是相通的。
That's why the law that God gave the Israelites was the word of God.
言语。 可以代表神的能力，代表神的旨意。
And the word of God also represents God's might and power.
也可以代表神的本身。
And also represents God Himself.
这样的观念在新约时代的犹太人普遍存在的。
This kind of thought and understanding was common among the Jews.
那对于当时的这些外邦人，希腊人来说。
However, towards the Greeks and the Gentiles back then.
道有几种意思。
Word means there was different definitions.
有智慧，有理性的意思。
One was knowledge and logic.
也有公义的意思。
One was righteousness.
也有言语的意思。
And the other one was language.
还有一个就是渊源，由来的意思。
And the another one was origins.
Source，来源。The
source.
那希腊的哲学家以道来代表蕴藏在宇宙里头的智慧跟奥秘。
And the Greek philosophers, they use the word word to describe the wisdom that is hidden in this universe.
所以无论对希腊文化的希腊人来讲，或者对当时的犹太人来说，
So no matter to the Greeks or the Jews at that,
道都具有创造跟管理的能力还智慧。
Word means possessing the wisdom and the power to creation.
甚至刚刚我们谈到诺斯底异端诺斯底的主张的跟随者他们甚至也称神为道。
Even the Gnosticists that we just mentioned, they also refer God as Word.
所以约翰就用这样的一个背景用这样的一个众所皆知的这个道，那来形容他所要介绍的耶稣。
That's why John used the word Word to describe Jesus Christ.
这个是一个很大胆的突破。
And this was a great outbreak.
以当时大家所知道的一个。一个抽象的一个名词来形容来介绍这位天上的神。
Especially back then in that society, he used the word word, which was a very abstract understanding, and he used that word to describe a God.
对今天的我们来讲。
But to us today,
我们要怎么样来介绍这位天上这位自由拥有的神？
How are we going to describe this God that we know?
我不知道有没有想过这个问题。
Have we ever given ourselves this question?
神就是神啊。
We probably think God is God himself.
但我们对于举个例子来说，我们如果到佛教国家去啊，到回教国家去啊。
For example, if we go to an Islamic country or a Buddhism country.
我们要怎么介绍我们这位神？
How are we going to introduce the God that we believe in?
用他们能够理解的。
How are we going to describe to them and so they could understand us?
用他们所已经拥有的。
And how are we going to describe to them in what they already know?
观念也好，或者是抽象的物质也好。
Whether in concept or in abstract understanding.
来介绍我们这位神。
To introduce the God that we believe.
弄不好的话，会把神的神性给折损掉。
Because if we are not careful, we might just destroy the image of God.
所以这个是一个很难的哈。于是，使徒约翰他做了很大的突破。
And so this is a very difficult task. However, John did a very good job.
那我们回到经文上。
Now let's go back to the task.
太初有道，太初啊，是指这在世间的开始。
Here it says in the beginning, which refers in the beginning of all things.
道就已经存在了。
There was the word.
在原文呢、这个有道这个有是以一个未完成的时代时态来表示的。
In the original text, here it was trying to portray that the word existed in a state where everything else was not done yet.
换句话说，不受时间的限制。
In other words, it means that it was not restricted by time and space.
那道与神同在。
And here it says, Word was with God.
在这个原文的直译可以翻成说，道在神的面前，道在神的那里。
And we can also say this, that the Word is in front of God, and the Word is with God.
道就是神。
And because the Word was God.
道与神同等。
And so Word equals God.
道在本质上跟神相同。
It has the same weight as God.
所以在这里我们很清楚看到约翰对当日的这些人介绍这位耶稣基督。
So we can see from this verse, we can clearly see how John introduced God or Jesus Christ to the people back there.
介绍他是自由拥有的神性。
And He introduced God's characteristic as omnipotent.
他与神是并存的。
And the Word existed with God.
他就是神本身。
And the Word was God.
这是我们看到使徒约翰对神的这个永存性做一个介绍。
And he described here the mighty and the eternity of God.
那接下来第三节开始。介绍这位神是创造万物的神。
In verse 3 describes how God just created all things.
万物借着这位神创造。
And the creation was created by God.
生命在道里面。
And so the life was in the Word.
这个生命是人的光。
And this life was the light of man.
在这里生命指的是什么？
So what here life refers to?
不单是指的肉体的生命。
It not only refers to the physical life,
也包含属灵永恒的生命,
but it also describes the eternal and spiritual life.
这是使徒约翰他特别的一个解释。
And this was an explanation of John.
带来这个生命就是人的光啊。
And he also says that this life was the light of man.
主耶稣到后来他也称他是世上的光。
Just like Jesus Christ described himself as he being the light of this world.
约翰又用了一个东西，用光，用人的光来形容这位神。
So here John used light, the light of man, to describe Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到约翰在介绍这一位这一位他所认识的耶稣基督他用了很多的形容。
So we can see from here that John used a lot of adjectives to describe Jesus Christ.
目的就是要让当时人能够了解，能够明白。
And the goal was so that the people back then could understand who Jesus Christ really is.
让当时的人能够接受。
So those people could be able to accept Jesus Christ.
其实离他们不远。
And to tell them that actually Jesus Christ and God is not far away.
今天我们认识我们所敬拜的神吗？
Today, do we know the God that we worship?
今天我们要怎么介绍我们所敬拜的这位神？
How are we going to describe this God that we know?
这也是我们应当去思考。
This is a question that we should ponder.
接下来他谈到光照在黑暗，黑暗不接受光。
Next, he said the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
这个接受在原文里头它有两个意思。
Understood it in the original text has two meanings.
一个是明白的意思。
One is to understand.
另外一个是胜过的意思。
And the other one was to overcome.
所以这一句话就有两个层面
So this phrase has two meanings.
光照在黑暗，黑暗却不接受。两个意思，一个就是黑暗不明白光。
The first meaning was the darkness did not understand light.
另外一个意思，黑暗不能够胜过光明。
The other one was darkness could not overcome light.
所以约翰他把耶稣基督跟这个世界的关系做个介绍。
And so here John introduced the relationship that Jesus Christ is with this world.
不明白也不能够胜过。
First, the world does not understand Jesus Christ, and second, it cannot overcome Jesus Christ.
这是约翰对于耶稣的这个他的这个永恒性跟耶稣的创造性来做介绍。
And this up to here he introduces the eternity of Jesus Christ.
接下来从六节到八节。
From verse 6 to 8.
谈到为光来做见证。
Here says that he came to witness the light, to testify the light.
就是这个施洗约翰。
And that refers to John the Baptist.
六到八节里头把施洗约翰跟这个使徒约翰介绍的耶稣这个道这个光来做个比较。
So he was comparing John the Baptist with Jesus Christ.
施洗约翰在本质上他是一位人历史的人物。
John the Baptist and he can just be referred as just a character in history.
跟耶稣不一样，耶稣是自由拥有的永恒者。
But it's quite different from Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ is eternal.
那么从哪里来啊？约翰在第六章说从神那里受差而来的。
So where does John the Baptist come from? And in chapter 6, it says that it was sent from God.
那耶稣这个道这个光是与神同在的。
And
第一节那边谈耶稣，谈这个道，谈这个光是与神同在。
And in chapter 1, verse 1, it says that the word, the light was with God.
这是来源的不一样。
And this marks their difference.
再来身份也不同
Their status is different also.
是这个施洗约翰是受真神所差的。
John the Baptist was sent by God.
那耶稣啊。这个道，这个光，就是神本身。
But Jesus Christ is the Word Himself. And their job is different.
第七节,
verse 7. John the Baptist came to witness to the light.
他的身份,
But Jesus Christ is the light of man.
那最后目标也不一样。
Their goal is different.
在第七节那边，叫众人因他可以信。所以施洗约翰的角色是一个介绍人的角色。
In verse 7 said that through him all men might believe. So John the Baptist plays the character of introducing.
而耶稣，这个道，这个光啊，是我们信的目标。
But Jesus Christ is the object in which we believe.
是我们信的对象。
It's the goal.
所以在这几节当中，他把这个施洗约翰跟耶稣做了一个比较。
So here, John was making a comparison between John the Baptist and Jesus Christ.
来说明施洗约翰不是那个光，不是那个道。
To clarify that John the Baptist is not the light and it's not the word.
他只不过是道，光耶稣的一个介绍人而已。
He is just playing the role as a witness of the light.
九节到十一节。
From 9 to verse 11.
谈到光是真光, 光到世界属于自己的地方, 但是世界就不接受它。
It was describing how the true light was, came to this world, but the world was unwilling to accept it.
那什么是接待光呢?
So what is to accept the light?
在12节到13节就谈到。
In verse 12 and 13, it describes.
接待光就是信光的名的人啊。
So to receive the light was to believe in His name.
信的人就有权柄做神的儿女。And
those who believe have the right to become the children of God.
无论是在希伯来文化或者是在我们的文化当中。
Whether in the Hebrew culture or in our own culture.
名字经常代表一个人的本质。The
names symbolize ourselves.
代表一个人的特征，代表一个人的人格。
It represents our characteristic.
而且并且按着我们对于他的认识，或者是他向我们的显示的程度而定。And
that name in we place them in the importance they mean to us.
这里谈到说，这样的人不是从人力，不是从人的血气，不是从情欲，不是从人力生的，是从神生的。
And in verse 13, it describes that this name, born not of natural descendant, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God.
这里来讲说，认识神，成为神儿女的人，不是因着人的方法，因着人的能力可以达到的。
We can also describe, say that to become the children of God cannot be achieved solely on human ways or in our own will.
不在人的能力范围之内。
It's beyond our abilities.
完全在于神他的主权。
It's really depending on God's authority.
如同保罗在罗马书所讲的。
Just like Paul says in the book of Romans.
不在乎奔跑, 不在乎定义的。
It does not, it's not about how far you run.
完全在乎神的怜悯。
It's about the grace of God.
所以这里，约翰，使徒约翰呢，把 神他的这个怜悯跟恩典跟拯救的主导权也介绍出来。
So here John describes the authority that God has over us.
14到15节。
From verse 14 to 15.
谈到道成了肉身。
Here says the word became flesh.
住在人中间。
And made his dwelling among us.
有恩典有真理。
We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only.
使徒约翰就是这个作者本身，也就是道的见证。
And John himself is also the witness of the word.
所以他说他见过他的荣光，是父独生子的荣光。
That's why he said we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only.
约翰他本身他也是神的见证人。
So we can say that John himself is also the witness of Jesus Christ.
从16到17节。
From verse 16.
这个告诉我们， 丰盛啊的恩典啊，都是从耶稣基督而来的。
Here says that the fullness of his, of the grace it comes from Jesus Christ.
没有人见过神。
Because none of us have really seen God.
只有耶稣基督把这位真神表明出来。
But only Jesus Christ was able to tell us and describe to us what was God like.
所以约翰在这里一直在强调基督的本性就是神本身。
So here, what John is emphasizing is that Jesus Christ is God Himself.
超越的摩西也好，施洗约翰也好。
It's beyond Moses and John the Baptist.
基督被人拒绝。
Jesus Christ was rejected.
但也会被某些人接受。
But it will be also accepted by some.
接受的人出于神的主这个怜悯，成为神的儿女。
And those that accept Jesus Christ will become the children of God, and this is because of His grace.
所以这是第一部分哦。
So this is the first section.
这个使徒约翰对耶稣基督的介绍。
This is the introduction John gave us about Jesus Christ.
那来从十九节到三十四节这里啊，谈到施洗约翰。
So from verse 19 to 34, it describes about John the Baptist.
首先谈到的是他的身份。
First, it describes to us John's role.
那背景是犹太人的这个祭司安利未人差役来问施洗约翰。
So the background of this questioning that here is described was
问他说你是谁呀？
And the Levite, and they ask him, "Who are you?"
所以约翰他就明说不隐瞒了。
And He did not fail to confess.
他开宗明义的就否认自己是基督。
And he said freely, "I'm not the Christ."
那二十一节他也否认了他是以利亚，还有那先知。
In verse 21, he also rejected it, and he said that he is not the prophet Elijah.
犹太人他们相信说，在弥赛亚来临之前，以利亚会出现替他开路。
Because the Jews believed that before the Messiah's coming, Prophet Elijah will come again.
再加上在旧约圣经里头记载的以利亚，他是被真神直接接回天上去。
And plus, in the Old Testament, it describes how Elijah was taken to the heavens by God.
是用超自然的方式上去。
It's in a very unnatural way.
所以他们也认为说，这个神呢、也会用超自然的方式让这个他的先知来到这个世上。
That's why the Jews believe that Elijah will come to this world again in a very unnatural way.
但施洗约翰在这边，他否认他是犹太人心目中所等待的那一位超自然的以利亚。
And so here, John the Baptist told them that he is not the Elijah that they're waiting for.
其实他就是以利亚。
But in actuality, he is Elijah.
从他的出生这个神的预对他父亲的预言呢、
From his birth until all the way till how God prophesied about him.
还有耶稣基督对他的评论。
And about how Jesus Christ described John the Baptist.
因此，他就是那位将来要的以利亚。
It tells us that he is the prophet Elijah that they were waiting for.
但却不是啊。这个犹太人他们心目中的那个以利亚。
But it's not the Jew that it's not the Elijah that the Jews think he is.
那这里还有一个问他说是不是那先知啊？
Here he says also that are you the prophet?
这是指哪一位先知？
Which prophet are they referring here?
这是指他在申命记十八章里头的预言。
And here refers back to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
生命记十八章十五节那里摩西对着群众预言说将来有像神的那种先知会出现。
In Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 15, it describes how there is a prophet that will come to this world.
所以以色列百姓犹太人他们都在等候这个预言的应验。
And so the Jews are waiting for this prophecy to fulfill.
他们就问你是预言当中的那个先知吗
？So they're asking him like, are you the one that's the prophet that is described in the prophecy?
约翰都否认。
And John the Baptist said he's not.
那到底约翰是谁？
So who is John the Baptist?
在二十二节和二十三节，约翰他表示自己的身份是神面前的声音。
And here John the Baptist in verse 22 to 23, he said that I am the voice of the one calling.
也间接的还表示他就是弥赛亚的先锋。
And what he's also saying that he's the one that before Messiah.
不想想看，施洗约翰惊动到这个宗教的领导阶层派人来问他。
We can imagine here that John was able to have the Levites and the judges come and ask him.
他却坦诚忠于他的职分，他只不过是一个声音而已。
But he was very honest with them, and he described that he's just a voice.
值得我们去思想。
This should make us think further.
施洗约翰，他愿意成为在神前的一个声音。
John the Baptist is willing to become the voice that comes before Jesus Christ.
不僭越，不高看自己。
He does not overestimate himself.
接下来二十四到二十八节，施洗约翰谈到施洗约翰他施洗的原因。
In verse 24 to 28, describes the baptism that John the Baptist uses.
有一个更大的先知将要来。
He said that there will be a greater prophet that will come and will follow.
施洗约翰在约旦河外，在约旦河外就是约旦河的东边。
And John the Baptist was at the other side of the Jordan River.
在那边施洗。
And he was performing the baptism there.
他介绍这位在他后面来的这一位。
And he was introducing the one that will come after him.
甚至他给他解鞋带都不配。
And he said that the thongs of whose shoes I am not worthy to untie.
对当时的这个希伯来人来讲，这个是最低贱的服饰。
Because to the Hebrews then, to untie someone's sandals was the lowest job that you could perform.
甚至连这个希伯来的奴隶都不必为他主人做这个事情。
Even the slaves of the Hebrews, they were unwilling and they did not need to do such a job.
这个是施洗约翰他用自己跟将来那一位要来的基督做个比较。
And here, John the Baptist was making a comparison of himself and the one that comes after him.
那从二十九节开始，施洗约翰见证耶稣就是神的羔羊的职分。
And from verse 29 on, John was saying that Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God.
是要背负世人的罪孽。
And who will take away the sin of this world.
神的羔羊就是耶稣基督将要成为献祭的物。
The Lamb of God is the sacrifice.
要代赎世人的罪孽。
And with whom will carry our sins.
这是约翰对耶稣的介绍。
And this is the introduction that John the Baptist gave us about Jesus Christ.
我们谈到这边，我们看到约翰他对于耶稣基督的介绍有几个。
So after this point, we know that there are several descriptions that John the Baptist gave us.
他能够怎么样正确来介绍出这位主。
He was able to very accurately describe about Jesus Christ.
因为他明白。
Because he understands.
他相信。
He believes.
我们想想看，这些使徒们，他们曾经为了耶稣基督的国度要争着坐左边坐右边。
In the Bible, it records an incident where the disciples they were fighting who was going to sit at the left and the right side of God.
但是当耶稣成全了救恩，当耶稣升天，当圣灵降临之后
，But when the salvation was finally finished and God ascended to the heaven.
约翰却能够对于这一位主有这么样深刻、这么样正确的认识跟了解。
We can see that John here has a very deep understanding of whom Jesus Christ really is.
今天我们也是耶稣基督的跟随者。
Today we're also the followers of Jesus Christ.
我们也领受同样约翰领受的圣灵。
We also received the Holy Spirit that John received.
那我们对神又了解什么？
So what is our understanding of God?
又相信了多少？
How much of him do we believe?
好，那我们再来看，从三十一节到三十四节。
From verse 31 to 34.
施洗约翰他认出耶稣的方法。
Here it's the method or the way in which John the Baptist was able to recognize Jesus Christ.
施洗约翰，我们刚刚讲施洗约翰施洗的目的就是要让耶稣显明给以色列人知道。
Here is John the Baptist said that the reason why he was performing baptism so was for that Jesus Christ will reveal to Israel.
他说我从前不认识他。
He said that I did not know him myself.
如果我们圣经四福音有在看的话，我们会觉得说，为什么施洗约翰不认识耶稣？他们不是亲戚。
If we read the previous books, then we might wonder why would not John the Baptist recognize Jesus Christ? Weren't they relatives?
约翰比耶稣大半岁。
John was 6 months older than Jesus Christ.
施洗约翰，施洗约翰。因为当这个天使跟玛利亚讲蒙大恩的女子在她身上要成就的事情，当天使告诉玛利亚，告诉耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚。
When the angel told Jesus Christ's mother Mary,
要在她身上成就的事情就是要从她身上生救主。
The angel told her what was going to happen.
玛利亚很害怕。
Mary was very frightened.
我还没有结婚，怎么能有这种事情？
She said that I'm not even married. How can I be pregnant?
天使告诉她说：“你的亲戚啊，伊丽莎伯啊，她现在有孕，那素来称为不怀孕的现在已经有孕六个月了。
”And the angel told Mary that your relative Isabel, she's pregnant already.
所以玛利亚就去找伊丽莎伯啊。
So Mary went and to visit her.
这里约翰施洗约翰说我不认识耶稣啊。
But here John the Baptist said that I do not recognize Jesus Christ.
所以这里的不认识不是指着那个人跟人之间的那个认识不认识。
So here with what he means that I do not know him does not mean that he does not know him as the person.
这里讲的认识不认识是指着弥赛亚的身份而讲的。
What he refers here is not knowing his role as Messiah.
换句话说，从前我不认识他是救主弥赛亚。
Which means that what John the Baptist was trying to say here was that he does not know that Jesus Christ was Messiah.
那个差我用水来施洗的。说我如果看见圣灵降下来住在谁身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
And John gave this testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him.
所以当耶稣基督到约旦河来进猪般的意接受施洗约翰的洗礼。
So when Jesus Christ came to the Jordan River and to receive the baptism of John the Baptist,
看到圣灵降在耶稣基督身上。
John saw the Spirit come down from heaven.
所以他就认出耶稣就是弥赛亚，就是神的儿子。
And that's when he recognized that Jesus Christ was Messiah himself.
想想看，今天我们都得圣灵。
Think about ourselves. Today we all have received the Holy Spirit.
我们认我们是什么
？Who do we recognize ourselves as？
认不认识自己啊
？Do we recognize ourselves？
认不认识凡是得圣灵的弟兄姐妹
？Do we recognize the brothers and sisters who have received the Holy Spirit？
认不认识那些赏赐圣灵的源头？
Do we recognize who has given us the Holy Spirit?
我们认识吗
？Do we really recognize him?
再来看，接下来是记载这耶稣基督首批的门徒。
What verse 35 follows the Jesus' first disciples?
约翰跟他的两个门徒遇到耶稣。
Here says that John and his other two disciples met Jesus.
说这是神的羔羊。
And they say, "Look, the Lamb of God."
两个门徒就跟着走了。
And when the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus.
施洗约翰愿意在门徒的面前承认耶稣的身份的高潮，甚至让门徒转而跟随耶稣。
Here we can see how John the Baptist was willing to admit the status of Jesus Christ in front of his own disciples. We can see his humility here.
再来。
Next.
两个门徒到了耶稣那边，耶稣转过身来看见他们。
In verse 38, turning around, Jesus saw them following.
你们要什么?
And asked, what do you want?
拉比在哪里住?
They say, Rabbi, where are you staying?
耶稣说你们来看。
39, come, he replied, and you will see.
我们在这一段里头，我们看到很多的看。
In these two verses, we see a lot of see.
是谁看耶稣?
First, the word see appeared when John the Baptist sees Jesus Christ.
两个门徒也看耶稣。
The two disciples see Jesus.
耶稣也说，你们来看。
And Jesus replied, come and see.
这是后面的，这个拿但业，这个也因为看到，来相信。
If we read on verse 48, it says that Nathaniel, because he saw and he believed. And Philip also said to Nathaniel, come and see.
小弟记得有一首诗歌，我个人也很喜欢， 叫做从你身上看到耶稣。
There's a hymn that says, let others see Jesus in you.
今天大家也在看。
Today everyone is looking.
你看到什么？
What do you see?
人家从你身上看到什么？
And what do others see in you?
耶稣可以让人家来看。
Jesus was
从他的生活看出他就是神。
Jesus was able to come, let others come and see, and through him see that he lived, he was God.
看到跟随主的价值。
And they also see the value of following Jesus Christ.
我们能不能经得起神的看？
Are we able to go through man's looking and seeing and also going through God's seeing
through us?
So the see here, you can highlight the word see.
我们进一步去思考。当耶稣拣选了这两个门徒。
When Jesus Christ chose the two disciples,
那其中一位找到自己的哥哥西门，就告诉他们遇到弥赛亚，就领他去见耶稣。One
of them found his own brother Simon, and they told him that they were following Messiah.
耶稣也是看他，就告诉他你是约翰的儿子西门，你要成为基法。And
here in it says, Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas."
耶稣可以看出彼得是基法。
Jesus was able to look through Peter and know that he was Cephas.
基法是磐石。Cephas
means a rock.
今天耶稣不知道看到我，那我们在耶稣的看见里头到底是什么东西呀？
Today, have we ever thought that what or who are we in the eyes of Christ?
是基法吗？
Are we Cephas?
还是犹大？
Or are we Judas?
再来，我们谈到这个腓力，会去跟拿但业讲的这一段。
Next, we read that what Philip says to Nathaniel.
当腓力告诉拿但业这个好消息的，找到了弥赛亚。
When Philip saw Nathaniel and he told him about the great news.
拿但业反驳他说，拿撒勒能出什么好东西？
Nathaniel replied, Nazareth, can anything good come from here?
拿撒勒在当时是一座小城。
Because back then, Nazareth was a small city.
甚至有些记载说是一个不太好的地方，盗匪啦，外出的人，他们聚集的地方。
And some scriptures even describe that Nazareth was not such a good place to be.
腓力说来看。
And so Philip said, come and see.
耶稣远远就看到拿但业。And
so Jesus saw Nathaniel approaching.
看他这是个真理是对的，心中没有回答。
And he said of him, he is a true Israelite, in him there is nothing false.
耶稣再次的看到他的门徒。
And once again, Jesus Christ was able to see his own disciple.
他是一个真以色列人，没有诡诈。
He's a true Israelite. There's no fault in him.
我们想想看，我们再一次的思想，我们在神的眼中是什么？
Let's once again ponder, who are we in the eyes of God?
耶稣啊，告诉拿单列。
And Jesus Christ said to Nathanael.
当他这个认耶稣啊是神的儿子，是以色列的王啊。
He said, Nathanael declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel.
耶稣说，因为我我说啊，在无花果树底下看到你就信吗？
And Jesus, verse 50, Jesus said, you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree?
告诉他们，你们将来要看见。
And Jesus Christ here told them that they will even see greater things in the future.
天开了。
They will see the heaven open.
神的使者在神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
And the angels of God ascending and descending on the man of and the on the son of man.
耶稣啊，要门徒看见人子就是看到他自己，就是那个天梯。
Jesus Christ wanted his own disciples to see that he is the stairs towards heaven.
要成为人神之间的桥梁。
And he's going to be the connection between God and man.
所以这一段有很多的看见啊。
That's why in this section there's so many there was a repeatedly of the word see.
包含人看人。
Includes what how man sees man.
人看基督。
How we see Jesus Christ.
还有神看人。
And how God sees man.
还有神要人将来看见。
And what God wants us to see in the future.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
想想我们看到什么。
Let us think what have we saw.
我们又让神看到什么。
And what have we allowed God to see in us?
我们属灵的心眼是不是看见那将来的荣耀，看到救恩的宝贵。
Have our spiritual eyes seen the eternal glory, the throne in heaven?
那在这第一章里头我们刚刚讲到三个部分。
So in this chapter one, we talked about three sections.
我们大致当作整理。
We'll make a short conclusion. The first section is how John describes Jesus Christ.
是自有永有的神。
And he is the omnipotent and everlasting Father.
是创造万物的神。
He is the God of creation.
光明之神。
He is the God of light.
是恩典真理之神。
And he is the God of
那也谈到要怎么样来领受来认识这位真神。
He also described how are we going to accept and learn about this God.
要领受他的见证。
And that is to receive his testimony.
领受他工人的见证。
And to receive his status as a servant.
借着万物的创造。
And through the creation of God,
也可以借着我们本身的体验
and through our own experience,
我们就可以认识这位神
we're able to know him.
那第二部分谈到施洗约的见证
the second part describes about the testimony of John the Baptist.
在这一段里头也可以让我们学习到首先我们对自己要认识
and here we can learn that first we have to learn about ourselves.
施洗约他认识他自己
John the Baptist recognized himself.
只不过是在神前的一个声音，是为神预备道路的。
He described himself as the voice of the one calling. He is just the one who's preparing the road ahead.
再来，施洗约他也认识自己的工作。
Next, John Baptist recognized his own job.
他也明白工作的证据。
And he understands his job.
神给他的证据，让他知道谁是弥赛亚。
So God gave him a fact that in order to prove who is Messiah.
今天我们都在服侍神。
Today we're all serving God.
或者是我们将来要服侍神。
Or maybe in the future we'll be serving God.
认识自己吗？
Do we recognize ourselves?
明白自己的工作吗？
Do we really understand our duties?
最后的部分就是真以色列人。
And the last part is about a true Israelite.
我们看到这个主耶稣啊，跟这个拿单叶的这个对话。
In the last part, we see the conversation between Jesus Christ and Nathanael.
我们看到这些他所选召的门徒传给自己的亲人。
And we see how his disciples were able to spread the gospel to their own relatives. And that once again emphasized to us the importance about spreading the gospel. Who are the hardest one that we can preach to?
我们老师说到远方传福音啊，我必去，因为没有人认识你嘛。
We often say, like, let's go to a far place and go and there preach because nobody knows us.
所以你讲的大家都相信。
So whatever you say, everyone will believe you.
那如果你对自己的家里的人传，对你自己的好朋友传。
And if we preach our to our own relatives, our family members,
那就很困难。
That will be pretty hard.
不要假装的啦，我们从小看到大，就是那样子。
They would say to you, come on, don't. Don't pretend I know who you really are.
所以跟家人传福音很重要。
That's why to preach to our own family members is very important.
早上哦，就半小时。
Here conclude our morning session.